Welcome to On the Podcast, episode number 2. Thanks for joining us again. I'm Joe, your host. And on episode number 2, we kind of have a theme going. We're going to be featuring a song by the band Uncrowned later on in the show. But for the first part of On the Podcast, we're going to be featuring another podcast. And this one has lots and lots of Sigler. Scott Sigler, to be exact. Even though it's a little bit early in On the Podcast history, I'm going to break with my format of one feature and one song just a little bit and just share a couple of thoughts that I've had on some recent audiobooks that I've listened to. But that comes later, so let's hit you with a promo, and then we'll get right into our piece on Scott Sigler.
If you've had the feeling that someone is watching you, creeping up when you're not looking, that something twisted is waiting for you deep in the shadows, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is you're not crazy. The bad news is Scott Sigler wants to kill you. You could be a victim in Scott's newest horror thriller, Nocturnal, which launches at midnight Eastern Standard Time on October 31st. That's right, bitches. At the stroke of midnight on Halloween. So, you wanna die? Register a profile now at scottsigler.com to win a chance to hear your name as a corpse. Fill in all the fields and don't forget your picture, because Scott wouldn't want to kill the wrong person. Then he'd just have to kill you all.
So, what do you call a man who writes some of the most disturbingly violent scenes ever to grace the ones and zeros of a podcast, gleefully refers to his faithful listeners as damn dirty junkies, and actively plots to take over the world? I call him Dad. But you can call him Scott Sigler. Scott Sigler is the author and driving force behind the novels Earthcore, Ancestor, Infected, The Rookie, and his current podcast novel that you can find at www.scottsigler.com called Nocturnal. So who is Scott Sigler? Well, he's one of, and obviously the most powerful, godfather of the podcast novel. He began his quest for world domination with his novel Earthcore, telling anybody who would listen a tale of greed, deceit, and death deep beneath the surface of the Earth. That novel has led him through genetically engineered aberrations, a galactic football league run by the mob, and a well-known yet unremembered society that preys on the San Francisco streets. If you're familiar with any of Scott's work, you might have realized that I left out any references to his novel Infected. There are two reasons for that, the first of which being, it's the only one of his books that I haven't actually read. The second of which is that Infected is actually going to be released through a major publisher. Scott managed to secure a publishing deal through his work that he's done with his podcast novels and his other small press releases. So what kind of books does Scott Sigler write? In all of his novels that I've listened to, he's managed to set himself up as a modern master of the monster story. He excels at writing creature tales that are part horror, part suspense, and part thriller, and completely entertaining and engrossing. Somehow, he creates creatures that are so fantastic that they defy imagination, and yet he writes them so well that they just come to life with the sound of his voice. Out of everything of his that I've listened to, that was really never more evident than in The Rookie. Maybe I'm just a little bit biased because that's the story I just finished, but out of his 3 completed novels that I've listened to, I really found that one to be the best and the richest listening experience. In The Rookie, Sigler takes the essence of what is a very traditional idea of the poor beaten down kid who makes good through sports and places it in a universe. Literally, in the universe. Sigler takes football of all things and throws it into a hard sci-fi realm and makes it work. I mean, I hate sports. That gene kind of skipped a generation in my family, and yes, I'm actually slightly ashamed to admit it, I actually found myself pumping my fist in the air at work as I listened to Scott Sigler read about the Ioneth Kraken's final game. That's the name of the team, by the way, in the book. And in the best way that sci-fi has always been kind of used as a mirror to reflect flaws in our own society, he managed to work in serious issues while still making it a story that can draw on a sports tard like me. And that's really just one story. I think that it's just a matter of time before Scott Sigler manages to create the next iconic creature that really captures the imagination of the sci-fi reading and listening and viewing public, just as he claims he's always wanted to. And judging from the quality and the enjoyment value of his work so far, it's totally in him and slashing and cutting and biting its way out of him, apparently. All of Scott Sigler's work so far has been in podcast format, along with print releases of his work. And if you subscribe to his feed, you also get a lot of bonus episodes where he takes calls from his damn dirty junkies. Some people don't like them. I actually kind of like it. That's actually one of the best parts of listening to his podcast. You can tell that he's having such a good time. It's hysterical to listen to him talk over these calls that he gets in. And they're not always nice to him. You know, he gets ripped for putting out episodes late and any mistakes that he makes. But the one thing that really does come through in all of his calls from his fans is how much they really appreciate the work that he does and how entertained they are by it. He takes it all in stride most of the time. And he can actually dish it out just as well as he gets, so fear not. I mean, he even ran contests to kill off his fans in his novels. How do you not love the guy? So that's Scott Sigler, and for now you can catch his latest work of fiction, which is Nocturnal, and you can subscribe to the feed at www.scottsigler.com, and on April 1st, you can pick up your copy of Infected, Scott's first major release from Crown Publishing, which is a division of Random House. So far, the podcast has been a lot of fun, it's been exciting, and you probably want to get on the good side of the man who's going to take over the world, don't you think?
On April 1st, 2007, Scott Sigler tried to take over the world.
What?
No, not the world.
It wasn't the world?
It was Amazon.
You're shitting me, right?
No.
I'm not reading that.
Just read it or we're getting the chicken scissors.
Fine.
On April 1st, 2007, Scott Sigler tried to take over Amazon.com. He succeeded. Now, on April 1st, 2008, Scott Sigler wants to take over the New York Times. And you can help. On or before April 1st, order your copy of Scott Sigler's Infected online at Amazon, Powell, Borders, Barnes & Noble, or Random House. And watch traditional publishing once again bow to the will of Scott Sigler. Damn dirty junkies. First the New York Times, and then the world. For more details, visit www.scottsigler.com.
And now, here's that song I promised you. It's by the band Uncrowned off their Devils and Angels EP that you can get on iTunes, and it's called Remember Your Ghost. And if you're listening to Nocturnal, you might just recognize it.
Is it all that you needed from this? I hope it meant anything, anything.
Passerby, I'll leave him go. Washington.
The land of Cairn. It is a world where gods can choose to live mortal lives, to directly affect events in the world, and often do. The river of magic is rising. Monsters are moving into Cairn through tears in the fabric. The dead are escaping Callan's abyss. And the children of Aj have returned, just as the prophets foretold. But even as these overarching events play themselves out, a piece of the puzzle falls into place in the seemingly unremarkable town of Avedon Hill. Aramis Cragen, retired Aranic advisor, arrives at Avedon Hill and is asked to investigate the murder of Greta Platt, the Avedon Manor housemistress. But in doing so, Aramis uncovers secrets that threaten Cairn's very foundation. What begins as a search for justice becomes a fight for survival, all in a place where nothing is what it seems. Welcome to the land of Cairn. Welcome to Murder at Avedon Hill, a podcast novel by P.G. Holyfield, featuring some of the great voices of podcasting and podcast fiction.
A perfect place for Greta Platt to escape the troubles of the day. So beautiful, so inspiring. Also a fine place for someone to catch her defenseless and end her life.
Not now, Joris. You chose the wrong time for one of your rants about undead threats rising
there
in
Cairn. There is evil here in Avedon Hill. You can never be sure what will greet you at your door.
Of course it has to be alive. You should have known that, monk.
You promised us the hunter, and you have failed us. You promised us a power beyond our understanding, and again, you have failed us.
You have not seen what I have seen. Events are transpiring that neither you nor I can affect.
Aaron's powers have peaked from under those covers. I hope you both survive long enough to find a use.
Brother of Aaron, look how you've aged. You've spent so much of your life in darkness.
Murder at Avedon Hill by P.G. Holyfield. Sit back and let the mystery unfold. Learn more at pgholyfield.com and podiobooks.com.
And now it's time for my thoughts on a couple of podcast novels that I've been listening to. Not going to say who they're by or what the titles are. I just want to throw this out there for anybody working in audio. Maybe I'm a little biased because I do have a background in audio. But you spend all of this time and hard work and effort in writing these stories. And you work so hard to put the right words in the right place and make sure they are, in fact, the right words to say what you want to say. Why then, when you release your podcast novel, would you put something out there that doesn't sound like the words that you meant to write? Why would you put something out there for public consumption with flubbed words and mistakes and not go back and fix them? And I'm not just talking a couple of mistakes or one here and there. I'm talking several mistakes in the course of an episode. Several reading errors or word flubs or just bad audio in the course of one episode, not the entire book. Trust me. And I speak as somebody who's listened to hundreds and hundreds of audiobooks, as well as a buttload of podcast novels since I found them. If you take the time to go out and edit your work and make it sound as good audio-wise as it does in your head, your listeners are going to thank you for it and stick with your book. I know that the concept behind Podiobooks is a free book. You're giving away your work for no cash, so you might be inclined not to put as much effort into the recording of it as you did into the writing of it. But I can tell you from experience, just because you're giving away free crap doesn't mean that everybody wants it. Put a quality product out there and people are going to listen and they're going to come back. And that's all I have to say about that. And that, my friends, will bring us to the end of episode 2 of On the Podcast. I'd like to take just a minute to thank the band Uncrowned for letting us use their track Remember Your Ghost for all of you to listen to today. That is off their album Devils and Angels, and you can find that on iTunes or at their website, which is www.uncrowned.com. And we're going to wrap it up with one more promo by Mike Bennett for his excellent patio book, One Among the Sleepless.
Do you ever find yourself lying awake, night after night, listening to the relentless thudding of your neighbor's music? Have you ever wondered what lengths you'd be prepared to go to make it all just stop? One Among the sleepless. But who is the one? Is it Peter Reynolds, mild-mannered office clerk, pouring petrol through his neighbor's letterbox in the middle of the night? Is it Wayne Dolan, a man who discovers strange, unsociable uses for his own urine, and an even stranger desire for the lady upstairs with the whip? Or is it the mysterious vagrant, Dusty, a man in search of an elusive something, or someone? Mick Nixon wants to find out, because people are disappearing, and if he and Sally are ever going to share more than just sandwiches, he'd better hurry up, or they could be next. One Among the Sleepless is a free podcast novel written and read by Mike Bennett. It's about sex, death, and noisy neighbors, and it's online and downloadable now from oneamongthesleepless.com.
You've been listening to On the Podcast, brought to you by onthepod.net. On the Podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 license. If you have a band and would like your music played on the Podcast, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email us at onthepod@gmail.com.